official podcast now, ladies.
It is. We're official. Yes. Official.
Been waiting on this. We've been waiting.
We have. How are you guys feeling?
I am feeling good. Our weather changed. You know, we are headed towards spring, summer.
Spring.
We can skip spring for real.
Right. I think we're deep enough in the season that it will be okay to skip spring, go straight to summer. I'm good with that.
That's right.
Agreed.
I don't think you know what it want to be out here. It's still like kind of cold at night and in the mornings, but like middays kind of get like in the 70s. I think this next week we're going to get our first 80s.
Yeah.
We up there with you. We've been in the 70s the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Right. But see, y'all flatline. We going to hit that right. one, like a couple of more months, one something.
That's the time you don't go to Vegas when you see them 100 exactly. temps. It's a hard
That's
path.
Why we go in February.
October, February-ish.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what to say. Well, welcome. Welcome, audience. This is official. We are official podcast. We're going to be streaming on all platforms thanks to Buzzsprout, which is our host for Let's Break It Down. And this is two podcasts and two live shows. We're not a live show no more. We're an official podcast. But we're going to try to figure out something to continue to give our live audience. I know they miss us, y'all.
I know.
The live audience.
I miss them for real. Us.
Yeah, me too. I do too. So we're definitely going to have to figure out something.
Yeah, I know they want to see our faces too. they got used to us.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, make sure you guys follow us on our social media handles. You can follow us on our Instagram, which is our like main one. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and also our YouTube. Of course, this is video also. So if you listen to this to the audio, we also have the video version, which we upload on YouTube. And again, this is our current events, sports, and social media. And we rotate the topic. Again, this is Coil, Visit Vegas Places. And then I got my girls, Nikki and Angel, straight out the D. And that's Kicking It With Your Girls podcast.
For sure.
No, so well done all the time. You do such a great job.
Yeah. I talk to myself a lot. So, you know, I got a little.
So you get a lot of practice.
I don't feel bad for talking to myself. Time. At some... They say as long as you don't answer.
Exactly. I do answer right. sometimes, but hey, I need to know.
I mean, shoot, why would I talk? That would be crazy not to answer. I'm not crazy. Of course I'm answering.
Somebody got to answer, and if I'm talking to myself, there's no one left.
I have no comment on this. I got nothing. I just stick to I talk to myself. I don't have a conversation yet, but maybe I'll try it out.
Try it out.
That's right. That's right. So who's going up first today, ladies?
I can go first.
Okay.
All
right. So I know you guys remember the Crumbleys, the parents of the school shooter. So apparently they were sentenced this week. James and Jennifer Crumbley, parents of Michigan school shooter, sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for manslaughter. I guess they are breaking records. They are the first parents to be held accountable for the actions of their child during a school shooting. So the parents of the teenagers who killed four students in 2021 in Oxford, Michigan, each were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison weeks after being convicted for manslaughter.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched that trial.
Yeah, so they are the first parents to be held criminally responsible for a mass school shooting committed by their child. After hearing like the circumstances of this, I felt like they deserved to be held accountable because it was a lot of signs that that they missed or ignored or that I feel like possibly could have prevented this from happening.
You know what? It wasn't just the signs for me. It was also the fact that they text that young man and said, don't do it. I feel like.
So they knew.
If you're going to text him when you went to the school that morning and they like, yo, take your son to go. I'm paraphrasing, of course.
And, of course.
And they're like, the mama like, nah, because she had to get to her side, dude. And then I guess she thought about it because he told her what he was going to do. And then she said, don't do it, son, in a text message.
But I didn't even know that was an option. I didn't know that you could like be called to the school. I don't have kids in school, but I didn't know you could be called to the school because something is going on with your child, and you get there and be like, you know what? Nah, he needs to stay here with you. I'm not gonna take him home. I thought that was automatic.
I think it's because it's where it happened.
Okay.
It did not happen in Detroit, not near it, even though when you look up the stories, it says Detroit. For some reason, it doesn't have nothing to do with the D. It is clearly in the suburbs. Oxford, Michigan. Let's be clear. Oxford.
They tried to Google slap that. I don't even know where that's at in relation to Detroit.
They said, we going to slap this on the D. That's D behavior.
They slap everything.
They always putting us in the mix. But
all right.
I think the circumstances were how they were because of where it was. And if it was in the actual Detroit school systems, you would have had to walk out the door with that child. You wouldn't even have got this far after the counseling sessions and the the pictures, the drawings they found. It would have been shut down. He wouldn't even been at the school for real.
No,
like, I feel like he would have been suspended or something. Like take him home. Think about this for a few days. We'll discuss whether he can come back, depending on you know how many times they've had conversations.
All about location.
True, clearly that is true.
But shout out to them. They need to get 10 to 15 years. Did you see that the father threatened the judge on several prison phone calls? Like, he said if he goes to jail, it's going to be repercussions. She's going to regret it.
So I don't get this. So you mean there's a dad and a mom, which are taking accountability, but there's a side dude involved on the mom's side, right?
Yeah. But
right.
They did not take responsibility.
No.
The son got life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what's going on with the parents then?
The parents, like she said, they were involved. Like they had opportunities to prevent this from happening. And then when it happened, they tried to go on the run. So I feel like that is the main reason that they even got charged in the first place, because they tried to go on the run.
They got caught up.
Yeah. And then they tried to play it off like they was just, no, we were going to turn ourselves in, but we had to get some things together. Like, they weren't good liars.
The parents are being convicted for this, correct? They
have been convicted of manslaughter because they knew and they did not prevent.
See, I haven't been following this.
No, yes.
Yeah. And my take is on this is, like, I was trying to add on is, like, there's a side dude involved. If the parents got in, you know, and obviously there's a side dude, wouldn't a side dude be considered as family also? You get what I mean?
The side dude testified at the trial. He spilled all the beans. Like, this story, if you have not heard it.
Oh, he gave it up.
It has so many intricate parts. Like, these parents are not just like, you dropped your children off. You had no clue what was going on that day. You had no clue he was being bullied or he was being a bully. Whatever the case may be. They bought the gun for him.
For him.
So it's a story that should be followed. It's not like you just woke up and maybe little Johnny had some problems. No.
Right. Like, he was, troubled. It was, that was a sickness, actually. Beyond, that's a sickness.
And the parents contributed, because why would you buy your teenage son a gun, take him to the shooting range? Like,
Right.
And he had access to the gun. So it's not like it was put up and, you know, only when dad or mom take you to the gun range, are you allowed to touch it? Like, no.
Well, all they got to say is it was hunting purposes, and that's ruled out.
I don't think you can hunt with that kind of gun. I mean, maybe.
I'm not a hunter, so I can't say for sure, but I don't think that's ideal.
I feel like this case was it was just a lot going on. Like they didn't go to the school to check on them. They, like Nikki said, they went on the run. But before they went on the run earlier this day, after they had a parent meeting, the dad didn't answer the phone. The mom showed up. After everything went down, they went and cleared out their son's bank account, not theirs.
Yep.
They cleared out his bank account. Like, good luck finding an attorney.
Good luck with that, right?
Yeah.
And mind you, he's a minor. He's not 18. Right. He was what, 16,
yeah.
15,
he
16?
Was like 16, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was they cop out right there. Like, cool, this our cop
they
out.
They took his money.
Right. Like, man, that's
you
crazy.
You don't need it. And went ahead in a warehouse in Detroit, in their friend's warehouse in Detroit, talking about they wouldn't find us here.
They'd never find us in Detroit.
What?
Right.
Like, okay, so who found him? The Detroit police. Here we go. So, yep. I mean, come on. They have some L's, but that was definitely a W. They said, kick this back across.
Right. Yeah. Detroit police, like, no, not over here. Like, we don't go looking for problems, but if you come to us with your problems,
we're going to handle it. Right.
Man.
So,
very interesting. Yeah. The Crumblies. So
yeah, that is.
They look rough too, man. In the beginning, they look totally different. My man got like they didn't aged in this. How many years it's been?
It's been like 2021, so it's been right. almost three.
They years. Look
but
like
they look like they yeah like they was not built for being on the run. They was not ready for that life.
They went from looking.
I think they gave up because they was like, "Ooh, I can't do this."
Right.
They went from looking maybe in their 50s to their 90s. They look like they on their last legs for real. But the way they found them was in the warehouse. Like they was on a dirty mattress in the warehouse attempting to be asleep. I have nothing. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Right. Fake sleep.
They didn't have a plan. They did not have a plan. They was like, ooh, they gonna come after us. We out.
Right.
That's Ethan crazy. On his own.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. Good luck to them in prison. At that prison
I know,
life.
Huh? Yeah. God bless the victims, too.
Yeah.
Yes. And their family, because senseless.
Yeah. And you know, normally they say when they do those type of shootings, it's because they're bullied or something like that. But he didn't. I mean, the people he killed like one really smart, the valedictorian that year. It was a really smart dude, some girl that had nothing. It was just horrible. Like none of it made sense. It was a bad situation.
Yeah, like he was just there to shoot anybody. Like it didn't feel like it had any rhyme or reason. But.
Yeah, at least have the list. Yeah, get your list squared away.
Yeah, get your side dude in check.
Right. they call him your top five. Get your top five.
Like,
right.
We did not discuss this.
You said top five.
Your top five. Get your top five together.
You got to put them in order. Right. Got to know.
Right. Because they're not going to be together. You're not going to find top fives together in one shot.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top five.
Yeah, they're not all at the same table eating cafeteria food. Yeah. Right. One's in the library, one's in the cafeteria, one's in the bathroom. Yeah. One's a teacher's aide. You know that for sure. Right.
They top five was sucked.
But God bless those families, that did that. So
hope this is one step towards healing for them.
Right.
Yeah.
The life sentence for my man for sure, but the parents, you gotta do better as parents. You're accountable for your kids.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like kids are gonna eventually grow up to make their own decisions, but you gotta guide them. If you're not even guiding them in the right direction, how do you expect them to do good?
Yep. Right. All right, I will go next. I have social media, and this is not so much about social media, but it kind of is. Okay, have you guys heard of, let me find the correct verbiage, they are called book talkers?
No.
No.
Okay, so a book talker is apparently a TikToker that promotes authors' books that are coming out. It's like a whole scene. Like it's a whole scene.
Really?
Yes. Wow. So, all right. So apparently, I'll give you the name of the article. Yahoo News: disrespectful and demeaning influencers say that they were offered payment to create sexually suggestive videos to promote a book. So basically, book talkers, authors reach out to them to promote a book that's coming out, and they'll flood your timelines, and all they do is promote it. You pay them. That's normal. In this specific instance, an author by the name of J.D. Barker has a new book coming out in May, and it's called Behind a Closed Door. So it's supposed to be like an erotic one, like a mix between 50 Shades of Grey meets David Finch's The Game. So it's something like that. So Yahoo obtained an email that was sent out, and I'm going to read what it said. It said, hold on. Okay. It says, the email asked the book influencers to create videos to help promote Behind a Closed Door. It suggested four video ideas that include racy contents. One of the suggestions was that the camera pan up and down the creator's body, okay, using only the book cover to cover up their naughty bits. Another suggestion, the camera focuses on the influencer for 10 to 15 seconds where they have had, and then like 10 to 15 seconds, like you're doing this seductive 10 to 15 seconds book talker deal. And then you switch your camera 10 to 15 seconds in some random place you had sex in your house. Then you switch it back. Right?
Wow.
They said, these are just suggestions, you know, go with what's best for you, whatever you want to do. This is just the ideas that we're giving you. So, one of, her name is Tashini. She's a 30-year-old book talker, and she regularly works with authors to do this. She says she felt that the email was disrespectful and demeaning. So Mr. Barker got on online and he said he apologizes for offending anyone because he did not send the email. Although it came from his email account but he didn't send it. Like he has no idea where it came from.
I was
right. He doesn't know how you get it. He did a statement. I'm horrified. Such a message was released and I'm deeply regret and hurt I've caused to those who received it. I have nothing but respect for the writing community and the people champion in it all. Although I did not do this, I do know I offended you and I am truly sorry.
I was hacked.
or they teach you in corporate America, he got to lock his computer when he leaves the closet.
Right.
Get out the closet, lock your computer.
Lock your computer, buddy.
He said he didn't mean, he threw it out there, but since you're offended, I didn't do it. Right. But if you'd have liked it, then we would have ran with it.
We would have ran with it. He said it's inexcusable. He's sorry.
Whatever that book talk is, but that sounds to me, if all you guys in the 90s raised, that's soft porn. That's all that was.
That one is for sure.
That one is. Right. They said it's not abnormal for authors to reach out to book talkers. You know, they use them, they offer them money, they'll pay them for their content, whatever the case may be, because they're promoting their books. And these are, most book talkers are people that are in the literacy. So they might be making their own book or they don't have a problem promoting your book. So it wasn't odd that he reached out to him. That wasn't the problem. The problem was the sexually suggested video that he did not suggest. That is what the article
says. Not from him. Somebody was trying to help him out.
But he takes full responsibility and he is sorry because he wants to continue to work with the book talker community, obviously.
Clearly, because I don't want y'all to cancel me. Don't cancel me.
I'm sorry.
It was an accident.
Right.
My bad.
I didn't mean to. You know what? I ain't even doing.
Right. But if you're interested, it's still on, on the table.
Email
it is
back.
On the table, though. Right.
If it did offend you, then.
Right.
If you responded. However.
Right. Yeah, so. That is it. And if you are planning to be an author, there are book talkers out there. If TikTok continues to be able to be allowed in these here United States,
right,
you could also look into the career of finding a book talker or becoming a book talker.
I look into being a book talker.
I have to build a whole different account specifically for that.
Book talking.
That's a good idea. But again, like you have to start from the ground up if you're not already in the game and build up an audience to know that you only promote books.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's sweet, though.
There is
clearly, we behind the scenes because we ain't know nothing about it. So clearly, we late to the game.
Right.
It's pretty sweet how they do it, too, because they'll have the page, like whatever pages of the book behind them, like as their background, virtual background, obviously. And then they'll be facing the screen, like pointing to the different parts of the book. So, it's, I mean, it's interesting. Like, cool. I never even heard of them until this article, but I was like, wow.
Yeah. I like that. That's creative. Yeah. That's very creative. Yeah. Very creative.
I guess if they shut down TikTok, you can go to Insta book. What is it? Book talk or Insta
book?
I don't know.
Well, something. I mean, like if they shut down TikTok, I think that wouldn't affect them that much. I don't think there's a big audience, you know, as far as that.
Yeah.
On there. Yeah. So yeah, it probably wouldn't affect. It'll affect more business owners and sellers.
They shut down TikTok. Something else will replace it. They're just gonna rename it.
Yeah, something else. They already made something for it though.
Yeah.
But TikTok in the general, what I already see, like even working with them with the shops, I think the shops is going to be something different from TikTok in general. So if it shut down TikTok, they're meaning shut down as far as the general stuff, but the platform they're building as far as them trying to compete against Amazon, that's like a whole different beast. At the end of the day, it's all money though. They pay that right amount. Yeah, it's all about money.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So,
all right, Coyle, what you got?
Sports, huh? All right, so we're on some sports real quick. Before I start, shouts out to South Carolina. Head coach Don Staley. With their accomplishments. Good job on that.
Absolutely.
And this topic is actually, you know, about that.
Mm-hmm.
As this is from The Spun on Microsoft Start, and it says, Don Staley accuses women's basketball of being held back intentionally. We spoke about that too once.
Yes,
and it says women's college basketball has exploded in popularity. Of course, everyone's into it now, especially with the WNBA is trending also. Now, South Carolina head coach Don Staley, whose team capped off an undefeated season and win over Iowa in the championship, is pumped to see women's college hoops on the rise, but thinks this could have happened sooner if the sports hasn't been held back intentionally. She says, I think women's basketball was held back intentionally. She said, prior to tonight's men national finals, which was the finals for one reason or the other, we are bursting at the seams with talent, young talent, great coaching, great players, and people want access to our games. The amount of resources being poured into women's hoops is at an all-time high right now currently, as is the access fans get with games being broadcast nationally now. I remember you used to couldn't even catch a game, but now you can catch a lot of games on TV. She says, I've watched more women's basketball games this year than any other year, and I think I have too.
I definitely have.
This is my 24th year coaching. I had access. I picked to choose what network and streaming the device, and sometimes I had two or three devices in front of me because I wanted to tune into a lot of games. So I can agree with her, and hopefully with her making that statement and staying at, I like that because it's almost like, yeah, it's on the rise. But like, she's like, yeah, it's on the rise. But don't forget that we could have did this a little sooner.
Right.
So like, keep in mind, let's keep that mindset. Let's change our mindset about things. So yeah, I like how she positioned that statement.
Yeah, because it just got popular, but they've been around for a long time. And like, I know this is the first year I've watched as many female basketball games ever.
A lot. And it's big. It's real. And then not only that, I come to someone who I grew up graduating back in the 90s. I grew up with peers, like females who were athletic. Like when I grew up, I knew females who played basketball, who played softball, volleyball, all that. And they were like really die hard, but like it was almost heartbreaking that they knew there was nothing after college, you know, back in them days. So those females didn't have that opportunity, which the females now who are athletes do have. So it is important that we do pay attention. And not only that, just support it, you know, in the highest, you know, form in each city that, you know, has a team. Because back then, I mean, it was females that, you know, couldn't go no further than college. That was it. And had a love for the game.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like which she's bringing more light to it by what she said. And I also feel like that incident with Brittany Griner also brought more light to it, because if they were paying her sufficiently, she would not be going. And now they're banging out these awesome college players, and I'm sure they did in the past, but now they're getting the popularity. They're trending on social media. Like you said, they got the backing. So now hopefully the WNBA can pay them for real for what it is that they do. And they and they don't have to, you know, like,
go move packs.
Right. They don't have to go.
I got to go move a pack.
Right.
I can just play basketball.
Just play basketball. Leave the weight out. I'm good.
Right. Got a whole side hustle. Like, I need a second job.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to move these vapes to Russia. Like, no, let's not do that.
Who just delivered my DoorDash? You ain't going to believe who delivered my DoorDash today. You know what I'm saying? Like, they should, this should be, like, important. It should be, especially with those girls that were trending, was that last year? The three, because one of them just, two of them said they were going to go to the WNBA. The main one, well, all of them were great, but the Angel one, I can't remember her last name. I remember
Angel Reese.
Didn't she recently say she's going to go ahead and join? But she was going to float on her endorsements because she was making more. She still is going to have those endorsements.
Right.
That's going to pay her the most. But her basketball career should be up there, too. It should. Right, you shouldn't rely on your endorsements. You should also get a regular check for the work that you're doing as well. So yes. I understand why it took her so long to decide to go or not. But
Yeah, absolutely. If you're making more in college than you would to join the WNBA, why would you leave? Like that doesn't even make sense.
No.
So, yeah, hopefully.
Not at all.
Yeah,
like, make it worth their while. Business and be like, I'm done then. Like, I can make more of a whole business. And I can still keep my knees.
Right, exactly. That would have been like in the beginning. How long can I play on this college team? What's the longest amount of years?
What's the eligibility? How many years I got?
I mean, because I can stretch this degree out if you want me to. Right. We can stretch it to 10 years. There's no limitation.
I can change my major.
Right. A couple of times.
Right.
Man.
What, engineering, 6 years? Medical, what, eight? What you need? What you talking?
You know what I decided? I'm going to just go for the doctorate, too. That count? I can just stay, Hella educated just to get these basketball dollars right. But that's cool. And she's very fashionable. Yeah. I like her. I like her fashion. I think I said that before.
Right. Yeah. I think all of the little WNBA coaches, they have like their little flavor and their style. I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's and they professional. I like that too. It's like it's professional. I like the women too, how they come down. You know, like they do the same traditional thing, how the men's when they show their clothes and all that. And I like that they do that. You know, it's like they deserve that. You can tell they feel good.
Yeah.
And they're modeling clothes the same way how the men do. And I like that.
Yep.
That's because they're finally being respected, you know? So, shout out to them.
All right, WNBA. Yeah. And shout out to South Carolina and Dunn. Good job on that.
Excellent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Great.
See the season. And Coach of the Year.
And she got a bonus. She got a bonus.
Right. She is living right.
Maybe you should aspire to be a college basketball coach if you play basketball. That's the next step. The next step.
Only I had known.
Right. Wow. All right. Well.
Well, yep. That wraps it up for us.
All right.
Sharing our social media handles, Nikki.
Sure. I got some. We can be found on Twitter at Let's Break It Down 2023, at TikTok on Let's Break It Down 19, Facebook and Instagram at Let's Break It Down Team.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. I appreciate you guys joining us. And thank you, girls.
All right. Thank you.
Good job. All right. Now, later. Next time.